Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Welcome back. Full coverage of this enthralling event here in the Northwest. We're waiting on the cars to come as far as special stage 11, which is the first run round at Cairn Hill. So a change to the stages. It's the start of the third loop for today. And the first man that will be on that stage, Kenny, is, of course, as you know, Donna Kelly and Connor Foley in their Ford Focus WRC. They will be the first car on the stage this afternoon. They have an advantage of 21.5 seconds in their Focus over Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett in the Subaru Impreza S12 WRC. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy sit third overall, 26.1 seconds behind Manus Kelly, and is 47.5 seconds to the leader, Donna Kelly. That is the top three. They are having a big battle at the moment. Elsewhere, Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble sit fourth overall. They're the leaders in Class 5, and they have a cushion of just 6.9 seconds from Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson. Moffat really on the pace in that loop. He wasn't happy in the first two stages this morning, but he's eaten into that advantage of Fisher over the last two stages. Josh Moffat sits sixth overall, just over half a minute down on his brother, Sam. Elsewhere in the International in the top 10, Porrick Duffy and Kevin Glynn in the Fiesta, they sit in seventh overall. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath, who you heard on a short time ago with Chris, they lead Class 4 and are 8th overall. Richard Tannehill and Aileen Kelly in the Peugeot are 9th, and the top 10 is wrapped up by Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in 10th position overall. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey are up to 11th. Marty Gallagher and Dean O'Sullivan 2nd in Class 2, and they sit in 12th position overall, with Gary Cooney now leading Class 7, 13th overall, along with Darren Mullen in that WRC Impreza. PJ McDermott and Al Burns, 14th overall. They sit 2nd in Class 7, and 3rd in the class is Stuart Biggerstaff, wrapping up the top 15. With a new leader, of course, after Knockalla, almost 19 kilometres of the classic stage of Knockalla, the home stage of Kevin Gallagher, and he blitzed the rest of the field in the National Rally. Jared Callan on the notes, they're in that Darien T9 DTR, and they were 9 seconds quicker than anybody else on Knockalla in the National Rally. 10 minutes, 18.7, which means he has taken over the lead in the national event by 4.9 seconds from Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh in the Escort. Gary McPhillips and James McNulty moved up to third position in the national. They're 22.5 down on Damien Gallagher, and they've now opened up an advantage of 1.3 over the starlet of Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy, who are in fourth position. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are fifth in the national, 17.7 down on Gallagher. Adrian Hendrington and Ronan O'Neill, sixth overall. They sit 8.4 behind Loughran. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Stewart, seventh in the Mark II, 3.5 down on Hetherington. Vivian Hamill, Andrew Greenan, 8th overall, 18 down on Pringle. Then we've got Frank Kelly and Michael Cody inside the top 10, with Barry McLaughlin and Ian Gallagher sitting in 10th position overall inside the top 10 of the National. The rest of the top 15 is made up of Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty, Cormac Fillam and Katja Arrell in the Civic in 12th, John Bonner and Leon Jordan are 13th, Columba Hina and Glenn Alcorn, who had a manifold problem, sit 14th overall in the National, followed by Patrick McHugh and Porrick O'Donnell, wrapping up the top 15. So that's how the top standings sit at the moment, and that is after 10 stages, Kenny, of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. There's epic battles going on throughout the field in the various classes, but at the front of the National is Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan, leading by 4.9 from Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. And at the head of the international field, right at the front of the rally, the first car we expect on to Cairn Hill, Donna Kelly and Connor Foley and their Ford Focus WRC. They'll be hoping for better luck in Cairn Hill this time round. Last year, of course, they broke a block on the engine, but they've been faultless so far in this event. They lead by 21.5 from Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, with Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy sitting in third position. We'll be back with another update shortly on Saturday's sport for you, Kenny. Of course, just to remind the listeners as well that you can go to the sports section at highlandradio.com and check out our social media as well, because there is reaction from quite a few of the competitors, particularly from local drivers, and you can follow the action online and on air on Highland Radio as well. Chris is down at service. He's speaking to a number of crews. We'll be playing those interviews on air shortly and online as well. So join us for more from the rally very soon.